Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Kelly Burley with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is the homecoming edition of Campus Connection. And Burns, hopefully the forecast will hold up for a really pleasant week of preparation and celebration.
It sure looks like it. This, of course, is our big week here on campus. Lots of activity going on and has been going on in preparation for this. You know, OSU has the largest student-run homecoming celebration in the nation, and they work with the OSU Alumni Association and just do a great job in making homecoming a spectacular week for our campus and the city of Stillwater. You know, it really culminates this week, or begins really, with the walk-around on Friday evening. And that's where people walk around and look at all the house decks and the residence hall decorations, and they are very elaborate, very complex, lots of moving parts, and very clever. I think last year we had over 80,000 people participate in the walk around, which is, you know, a real boost to the Stillwater economy, and it recognizes the great job these students do and all the work they've put in making all of this happen. We're going to welcome, we're going to have the Sea of Orange Parade the next morning at 9 o'clock. Our Grand Marshal is none other than Boone Pickens himself. So that'll be fun, and we'll be welcoming the Mountaineers from West Virginia for our homecoming game on Saturday. In addition to all the fun, we have the Harvest Carnival and the other philanthropic efforts to support local charities. And don't forget, on Friday night, we have Homecoming and Hoops, where our basketball team will showcase their upcoming season. So it's really just a fantastic week, and I hope everybody will come join us.
So, Burns, does this week every year, does it bring back some memories from your days as a student and homecoming?
Well, I tell you what it brings back. You know, you basically, if you're doing a float or a house decoration, you do what's called pomping, which is basically pushing tissue paper into chicken wire, and it has the appearance, of course, of flowers like the Rose Parade. But you use glue as part of that. And honestly, getting the smell of that glue off your fingers is the toughest thing. Many a Thanksgiving dinner did I think I was... I'm still pumping.
An extra ingredient with a turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, homecoming's not the only big event planned at OSU Stillwater before month's end.
No, actually next week on Thursday night, October 30th, we have what we're calling the Night of Orange and Black, and it's a very special event. It'll be at the Saratine Center here on the OSU campus. It's going to be a one-hour program, and we'll feature performances by costume music and theater students. We'll have Sarah Colburn with us, the wonderful opera star and Oklahoma State grad, who will perform. We'll have some Halloween excitement in the whole process. The whole purpose for the event is to publicly kick off our fundraising and plans for the new OSU Performing Arts Center and new home for the Department of Music. This event is free, but the seating is limited, so to reserve a complimentary ticket, you need to go to the OSU Foundation website, which is www.osugiving.com, or you can just call the OSU Foundation. This new Performing Arts Center and Department of Music facility will have cutting-edge technology. It'll have multiple performance capabilities, whether it's orchestral, musical theater, drama. We really think this is going to transform the arts at OSU. It will give our great staff in the Department of Music much-needed space and resources for the teaching of our talented students and attracting future great students. And I think it's going to elevate the performing arts and improve the quality of life here, of course, at OSU, as well as the Stillwater community and our entire region.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.